Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome, 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 and good evening. It's Wednesday, the 13th of March, 2013. I'm a little ahead of myself. It's that day was hump day. You only have like two more days to the weekend. And I am so glad to be with you today. It has been a very eventful week for me. And I am so glad that I am back here with you again to share some more interesting information. Joining us today is a very special woman. We had her on the show last year around the same time, and I have to say that when I was done with her interview, I was so inspired, I was empowered, and I was just really happy. I was happy to have her on the show, and I was happy to hear about all the amazing things that she's done. Her name is Teresa Sparkle Randolph, and she is a very brilliant woman. She created a pageant. It's called the Ms. Full Figure Pageant. And it's an amazing thing that she's doing because it's more than just about beauty. It's about being able to discover who you are and being proud of who you are in the skin that you're in. And it's something that none of us seem to be completely comfortable with, that whole concept, but she's grasped that concept, and she makes you realize and understand how important it is for you to be you and do you the way that you need to. Now, please, she's also she also has with her the winner of the last contest, the last pageant last year, Miss Suella Thomas. So we're so pleased to have both of them join us.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're fine. We're great. We're excited to be on your show today.
I am so happy that you guys, forgive me, you young ladies, were able to join us today as well. Now, Teresa, how have you been since we last spoke?
Well, I survived Hurricane Sandy. I survived Hurricane Saturn. I've survived everything, and you know, plus size is still fabulous, and size has no barrier on beauty, and I am here another year celebrating 24 years because of our fabulous publicist, Ms. Mary Moore. She definitely put us in touch with you this year so that we can enlighten everyone what we have going on, and I'm excited, and I'm hanging in there.
You're doing more than hanging in there, girl. You're making a statement, and you're making it count. I mean, come on, you're not hanging, you're standing.
I know, right? Yeah, I know. You know, I'm a humble type of non-modest, you know, but at the end of the day, yes, I am a mover and a shaker, and I am an icon, and I am a mogul and making it work, and we are moving forward. It's our 24th year, and I'm so excited about it, and God is good.
Oh, amen. Now, okay, your pageant is held in New Jersey, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you have more than one. You have the Miss Full Figure USA, the Miss Full Figure, and the Miss Full Figure New York.
I have Miss Full Figure USA, Miss Full Figure USA Plus, and Miss Full Figure Exquisite. That's for age 40 and over.
Oh.
But however, we do the pageant in New York and in New Jersey over the years. We also have one in Oklahoma. We have one in Georgia, and we're starting one up in the Carolinas.
Oh, excellent. That's excellent. Now, tell us how you began, because on our last show, we went into detail about how you began doing this. So can you refresh our listeners' memory?
Well, years ago, when I was, I'm not going to say how many years ago, I used to say, because it's 24 years now. So when I was one, no, I'm just kidding. Years ago, I entered a pageant, and it was called Full Figure Pageant. And I was in college, and we didn't receive our prizes for that pageant. So I went and researched and came up with the name as Full Figure USA and said I'm going to start my own. Because when you're in college, it was a scholarship type thing. And when you're in college, you're looking for money to go to school, and the man never even had our money. I don't even know where he went with the money. But at the end of the day, I moved forward, and we did flyers back then. Remember, everything was footwork. There was no internet that I knew of. There was no social media. So we hung flyers up on billboards, light poles, knocked down doors, stood on corners, and I flyers. Do you want to be in a beauty pageant? Do you want to be in a beauty pageant? And the response was overwhelming. More than 500 women showed up for our first audition, and that was over 24 years ago. And there was it was word of mouth, and we're here standing till this day.
That is an amazing story. Yeah. That is the, there's a name for it. I'm sorry. I can't think of it right now. But in business, what you've done is word of mouth. You've done the word of mouth, and you've perfected word of mouth to a new level.
Yes, we weren't able to Google back then. We weren't able to, there was no Little Link, no Hookup, no Pandora, no, none of that. I mean, everything was done by footwork and also by me being flown out to audition for Ebony Fashion Fair and being an alternate for Michelle Zeno at a young age. That showed me also how the industry worked on a professional level. I jumped from being a show to being flown for Ebony Fashion Fair. That was like, wow, they want me? That was like major. And I wasn't the height requirement that they needed. And they still made me an alternate. So I said, you know what, this may really work for me. And I like the production end. And I'm speaking about full figure beauty, size, and self-esteem, and just feeling good about yourself. So I just took it to that level, and it's been a success ever since.
Now, when you have your pageants, who are some of the notable people who come to your pageants or who have performed?
Oh, wow. Over the years, we have had Allure, Freddie Jackson, my best friend Mickey Howard. We have had Raji. We have had Vinny from Naughty by Nature. We have had Susu. We have had Bow-Legged Lou from Full Force. We have had Kyle Abercrombie. We have had Miss Audrey Small, the founder of the Plus Division, for Lane Bryant, the founder. And we've also given her award. We've had Miss Janie Ferguson, and you'll also be seeing her clothes on Rip the Runway this year for BGU. So a lot of notable people. And also we've had local designers and full-figured moguls like Kathleen Shuler, Jamie Foster Brown, who is also from Sister to Sister magazine, and the list continues.
Oh, that's amazing. That is really amazing. Now, what are the things that you instill in your pageant participants?
Oh, I instill a positive attitude. The outlook on life that size has no barrier on beauty. You can be full-figured and gorgeous and hold your head up high and have a good time because this is an extracurricular activity, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's nothing like being crowned or being wearing a crown. We all wear crowns. We're going to wear our crowns when we're no longer here. But while we're here, let's get all the accolades and let's have a great time.
I hear you. Now, you have Miss Suella Thomas with you, and she is the Miss
Full Figure USA Plus.
Oh, Full Figure USA Plus winner. Tell me, Suella, what has it been like for you?
Well, I had an amazing year. Just having Teresa in my life has inspired me to just be a better person, not just for me, but for the world itself. I tried out this competition more than once. This was my third attempt, and it succeeded. I obtained all the knowledge that I needed in order to complete the task. And it's been an incredible journey. I have done made a lot of appearances at different fashion shows, just to name a few, the Delta Alpha Omega, the Georgia University Court. I've also was selected to walk in the Caribbean Plus Fashion Show located in Trinidad. And I also have done appearances and fundraising with the Sumway youth for the kids whose parents who are HIV positive, and working with things that, according to my platform, with kids that are in foster care at St. Christopher Outley. So I've been doing a lot of things, and it's been very inspiring to learn more things about the world that we live in.
That is excellent. That's amazing, and congratulations to you. And being that you might be giving up your crown soon, how do you feel?
Actually, I'm enlightened to help and assist with the new queen that is actually going to take over, and hopefully that she will take over and excel where I have left off.
Oh, great. Go, girl. Now, you said that this wasn't your first attempt. What were the obstacles of the other two times?
Well, my first attempt with the pageant was actually Teresa saw me at a location, and she was like, "You're beautiful. You should actually join." And I never knew that they had anything that catered to full-figure women at all. So I actually was just getting my foot wet. When I did it the second time around, I waited a year, and I did it the second time around, I actually thought that I had an opportunity to win. However, there were some things that I could have done better, prepare my speech better, prepare my clothes better, learning how to maybe walk the runway a little bit differently. And, of course, with anything that you do, keep myself prayed up. And I kind of got myself a little sidetracked. So when I did it last year, I took some of those things into consideration, and I bottled them up in one. And as Teresa says, size has no bearing on beauty. So we got to make ourselves feel better of what we do.
Oh, okay, great. Now, I'm going to ask you, being that you are currently the reigning queen, how and what would you say to young girls out there nowadays? Because, as you know, they're being bombarded with images that are so false and misleading, and sometimes it really puts a damper on their self-esteem. What advice do you have for them?
Stand firm to what you believe in. Look inside yourself and know that you are beautiful regardless of what anybody says or has done or is going to do. And keep yourself prayed up. God isn't always in control of everything that you do.
Well, thank you. I thank you for that. I truly thank you for that. Now, Teresa, my dear.
I'm here. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Now, isn't she great? That's our winner.
Yes,
she's
amazing. Kudos to her. I really see, you know, the beauty in your beauty pageant, because it's more than just the external. It is more about what goes on internally.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you're choosing contestants, what is the criteria?
You know, actually, you have to be 18 and over, married, widowed, divorced, or single. I would say you have to have all of your teeth or either buy some. You know, little things like that. You got to look good. Have a great personality, because I'm not the final judge. The judges will sit before us on Sunday, March 17th, and they're the final judges. I'm just opening up an outlet for those who feel beautiful about themselves and who always wanted to be a beauty queen or participate in something glamorous, because, like I said, this is an extracurricular activity, and a lot of us lose ourselves within our family, our workplace, and they never do something for self. It's called self. And you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm not doing anything for me. I'm catering to these children. I'm catering to my husband. I'm catering to the job. Now, when am I going to find time for me? And a lot of these women that are here now are really looking at themselves like, you know what? I am a beautiful person, and it's all about me right now. So some of the criteria, like I said, is just being self-motivated, and that's the highest criteria I could ever look for. We can dress you up. We can fix you up. However, you got to have it within your heart that I am somebody.
Oh, great. Now, when does this process all begin? Because I know that this Saturday, or is it Saturday or Sunday?
It's Sunday at the Robert Treat Hotel, March 17th, at 50 Park Place, Newark, New Jersey, at 5 p.m.
Okay. Now, this Sunday, you're going to have the pageant. When does it begin? When can people begin to, find out more about it so they can get involved in it?
Well, right now, we are receiving so many emails from people that have missed out on auditioning that if I was to take last-minute women, it would have been crazy. So we start around October.
Okay, October.
I used to start in August, but I start in October.
Okay.
And the word is out. We contact all those that have contacted us throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
October, then they rehearse November, December, and January. February, we go through the show, and March is the actual show.
Oh, okay. Then that's great, because I'm sure a lot of people are like, they have a what, where, when. Oh, I never heard of this before.
Yes,
and this is just excellent. You know, it's amazing that you do this and you take these women, and you know, it's just I have to be honest. We're just
you speechless.
Yeah, we are just so filled with perception and images that are false images that are being fed to us by society, and it's not true, it's not correct, it's not even healthy.
Right. At the end of the day, it's called feeling good about self. I mean, we all fall into a rut. Society is so competitive. We have, like I said, the social media is helping and hurting. You know, there was the MySpace, the Black Planet. You don't even hear about those anymore. Now everything is just Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of this stuff. So we use those as vehicles for positivity and promotional, and it's been nothing but help. So, and networking together as a team.
Now, other than you having been a fashion fair model, what are the other things that you have done and are currently doing?
I've done Rip the Runway before, and I booked for Rip the Runway, some of the BET events. Also, my past life, in which I still do, I was a dealer at a casino for years. I've done blackjack, craps, and roulette, and mini bock and bock. I don't know if anybody gambles out there, but that's what I used to do in Atlantic City. And I've also given my pageant in Atlantic City, New Jersey, while I was working down there. So my life has been fulfilled, and also doing makeup for celebrities such as Queen Latifah, makeup for Mickey, makeup for Wyclef's wedding I did, and the list continues. So I had my hands put in all types of genres of life.
How do you balance all of these different things?
We won't even get into that. I wake up and I say, what am I supposed to do today? And I try to have an agenda, and I try to have a planning board. But somehow or another, something always gets added or taken away. I just take it in stride, leave it in God's hands, and say, hey, let me just keep doing what I do.
The other question is, you've had a successful business for 24 years. What do you feel is the key to your success?
Staying humble, staying true to my word. I'm not a quickish type of woman. I always do things solo or I grasp onto just certain people I feel in my heart, really have my best interest at heart. I don't need a lot of people around me to get something done. I know that there are those who are faithful and want to really work towards what we have and what we're going to try to build as a team. And I just try to stay humble and keep it 100% and keep it real. I'm not here to sell a dream to anybody. I'm not here to give them false hope. It is what it is. Either you do well or you don't. I'm not the final judge, but I can give you an outlet in life. That's all.
Now, I want to ask Suellen one other question. What is she going to, what, how has this helped her, and what does this inspire her to do going forward from here?
I'll give the phone. I'll let Suellen speak.
Okay.
Well, as for right now, I'm actually in a competition to be the face of Curvaceous Models. I'm doing different. Well, I'm supposed to be in the near future right now working towards a reality television show with Thomas Levon and Teresa for the full-figured industry. that's what I'm doing as of right now, and more to come in the future.
Now, before participating in this event, what was your mindset like?
Well, my mindset, honestly, I didn't feel good about myself. I didn't feel pretty. I didn't feel like I deserved to be in a pageant. But after meeting Teresa and learning that you are beautiful no matter how you look, shape, size, animal, pet, she makes you feel comfortable within you. And as I learned to grow into feeling good about me, I started making myself more beautiful, making myself be more comfortable in shoes. I didn't wear shoes before. That wasn't my thing. I wore sweats and sneakers.
Wow.
But now I can't seem to get out of shoes. Shoes became my new sneaker.
Okay.
So, you know, Teresa has been my inspiration. And I will always have her back no matter what. She inspires many, and I just want to say, like, she is like a mom to me, and I truly, truly appreciate her being a part of my life.
That's good. And the fact that you, you know, devote your time to children in foster care, those are the children who sometimes feel neglected and unloved. And that is just such, it's, you have a good heart in order to do that. It takes someone with a huge heart to do that. And that's amazing that you're willing to give back. And now that you have this new, renewed self-esteem, because we all come into this world feeling good. It's just, as we go through the world, we get a little beat up. But you have this renewed self-esteem, and it's enabling you to be able to shed that light and give that sparkle from sparkle over to others, and that's great.
That is true. Growing up, as I did, I was also one of a foster child myself. So not feeling good and being beautiful was something that I was accustomed to. So as growing up as an adult and trying to inspire my own daughter so that she won't have those same kinds of experiences and feelings, I had to make different changes in life. And just thank God that God put me in front of Teresa one day just by walking, and she said, "Wow, you're beautiful." That just made me feel like, wow, who's a strange woman coming to me from I'm beautiful. So, you know, it just gave me inspiration knowing Teresa over 5 years and more. I think it's been about 6-7 years now. So, you know, and just starting to be in her pageants, modeling in different shows that she just said, come on out and join the fun, you know. So mm-hmm. I enjoy being in her company.
That is great. And I have to say thank you, because I always say thank you to those who are selflessly giving back. And you can't say thank you enough. And if no one's ever said thank you to you, thank you. You don't, you know, we're just meeting each other. But I have to tell you thank you for what you're doing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us on your show. We're going to close out. And Miss Mary Moore is right here with us for the death. And
yes,
we want to thank our publicist, Mary, for putting us in touch with so many beautiful people.
Yes, and I would like to thank Mary Moore for the opportunity to once again speak with you. And I would love to have you around October so you can let people know that you're going to start taking, you know, auditions for your pageant, because that way people can be at the beginning and not at the end, and have an opportunity to participate, because I think it's something that people should really be informed about on a more constant basis.
Well, I thank you. Yes, and we'll make that happen. No
okay,
problem.
great. So once
Thanks.
Again, it was a pleasure.
Yes.
Pleasure having you here. Pleasure having you back. And I know it's going to be a fantastic event, because I just know that. I know that.
Well, we thank you once again, and God bless, and keep up the great work, and we're listening.
Oh, great. Thank you. You have a great evening.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care. God bless. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Everyone, that was Teresa Sparkle Randolph, Suella Thomas, and along with her publicist, Miss Mary Moore. And I have to tell you, it's just great having them on the show, because of the simple fact that they speak to what we are really all about on our show, being the best you while you're alive, while you're walking, while you're awake, showing you the various options that you have available to you so that you know you don't have to be in just one position. There are many positions for you to be able to be in, to fill, to take up space in, to breathe in, to understand and involve yourself with. So that's what it's all about. And please join us on Saturday when we'll have Paradigm Shifters, where we give you keys to be able to enjoy the success that you want to have. And we just show you how to do it, give you principles that you can mull around in your head and figure out and think about. So join us on Saturday at 12:30. Until then, you have an amazing evening, and we will definitely be there for you. Beware. Keep it real. Goodbye.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.